Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome you all to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real. Nizzy Nay is with me. My co-host.
What's up,
got to say my co-host. My bad, Nizzy Nay. My co-host, Nizzy Nay, is with me.
What did you say?
I said Nizzy Nay is with me. I didn't even say my co-host. Like,
dang, but, that's how you feel now.
No, but you know what? Anybody who's been following us, they should know by now. But to the new people who are listening, you know, gotta let them know. Nizzy Nay is in the building. When Nizzy Nay is in the building, everything stops. All eyes on Nizzy Nay.
That's just like when I walked in the room.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I don't know, man. I had a long night last night. I had a real long night. I ended up not going to sleep. Well, I probably slept for about 2 hours, but I mean, I was pretty much for the all-nighter. I didn't even see my bed till like 7 in the morning. I was up all night handling business, you know, getting some work done, you know. I mean, I don't know, man. The life of an audio engineer, man, is just, you know, you just long hours. So, but it's all worth it, man. When you got good product. So, what about you, Nizzy Nay? How was your day? How was your day yesterday? I didn't speak with you yesterday. How did your day go?
I know, that was interesting. We usually speak all the time. And we didn't speak at all yesterday.
Oh, yeah, but I really don't like you no more, but...
I'm joking.
What happened, though? I mean, like, what did you do yesterday? What did you get into? What new adventures did you fall into?
Work and more work. And that's about it.
Yeah. Was it hot enough for you today? Oh, my goodness. I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying?
I said that was just the story of my life. Work.
Man, but did you feel how hot it was today? I thought I was going to pass out. It was crazy, like. I bought a Slurpee, right? I bought the big one, though. The big Slurpee. The big one. The biggest one you can get, the one that's like $2. It was literally gone in like 10 minutes. Like, it's so hot, man. Like, you could see the water dripping from the bottom of the cup where it was just melting as I was drinking it. It was just, the day was just one of them. I don't even know, did they consider the day a heat wave? It wasn't 100, I guess not. I mean, it felt like a heat wave to me.
It was 100 where I'm at. It was 100 where I'm at.
Really? No, it couldn't have been. Really? We're not that far away. We're only a few hours away. When I checked the weather, it said, you know, I get my weather usually from weather.com because don't nobody got it. Time to be trying to catch the news at the right time. So, you know, either weather.com or if you got an Android phone, a lot of times it will automatically have the little weather app just right there on display. And they said it was about, what, 90, 89? Like, 90 was, like, the max. And I'm like, it feels so much hotter. Like, that's crazy. Like, it felt
so
much hotter than 90 to me.
Yeah, when I was down the street today, it's 100. Yeah,
wow.
It was 100 here. And it literally felt like it. I think that's what made me so drained was just the heat. Because it can completely drain you. But then you got to think about how is our winter going to be? If the summer has been pretty bad, I'm hoping that we get a good winter this time. Because I'm a winter baby, so I like the snow.
Hey, what's your sign again?
Aquarius.
Yeah, that's February. Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, you're a winter baby. I'm a fall baby. I'm a fall baby, and I don't like being super cold. I don't think anyone enjoys being super cold, you know. But being hot is treacherous. You like when it's 30 degrees outside?
I love it.
That's torture. That's too cold. But I mean, the one thing I will say is like when it's summertime, and it's like 100 degrees outside, but it feels like it's 108. You can't really escape that. Like you can't really escape that. You can't really escape the heat. Like you can be outside. If you're a guy, you can have on hooping shorts and a wife beater, you know, and it ain't going to, you can't escape that heat, that blaze. And for those who don't know, because I know sometimes I'll use Ebonics or slang, hooping shorts are basketball shorts, and wife beater is a tank top, you know, for those who don't know. Because I always try to let that be known, because everybody isn't from the same area and don't understand, you know, I understand that, so. But, yeah, you can't really escape it. And, like, can't even say young ladies, women in general, because I see women 18 and women 30, 35 doing it, like, walking around, but I will say younger women seem to do it more frequent. Trying to have more skin exposed doesn't help you really escape the heat, because that sun is still, like, just blazing down on you. So it's just hitting your skin. So the best thing you can do is wear bright colors to reflect it, to try to reflect a little bit of the sunlight. But, like, when you walk around with, like, you know, tank tops and you got all of your arms and, you know, and if you got them real real short shorts or a real short skirt, like, I mean, I'm like a horse or something. you're basically going to get a tan. That's really what's going to happen. And Nizzy, now you know all about that, because you always complain about getting tans. The sun is just tearing your skin up, you know. I mean, the lighter you are, the worse it's going to be.
And I don't even be wearing no hoochie coochie shorts.
I don't know about you, Nizzy, because you are kind of a hoochie, so.
What? Never that.
Your personality. You got, like, that hoochie mama personality.
Thanks.
Every time I talk to you, all I hear is, my butt. He's looking at my butt. I'm getting compliments on my butt. That's hoochie. That's hoochie right there.
That's not hoochie.
You don't think that's hoochie? Talking about your butt and your body all the time?
I don't talk about it, they do.
So you're going to sit here live on air and tell me you don't be talking about your butt and how people look at your butt and
I don't talk
people
about
want
it,
you
they
all
do.
The time and all this
they
stuff?
They bring it up. They bring it up.
No, you don't think every man wants you, Nizzy Nay? You don't think every man wants you?
I don't think that every man wants me.
Well, what percentage of men do you think want you?
I don't know.
Don't try to front because we're on air. I mean, if you want to go hard in the paint,
issue.
Go all the way.
This is personal. Man, this is personal.
That's personal? Really?
Yes.
I mean, the world is listening. They want to know who Nitty Nay is.
I don't want the whole world to know. Nothing. They might try to come find me.
You're embarrassed about who you really are as a person. You don't want people to know who you really are. You don't want to be yourself.
They might try to come and find me or something and try to look me up.
Yeah, because you are in high demand. I mean, is Beyonce number one, Nizzy Nay number two? That's the way it go.
What? Whatever. I hear a hater. Hater.
All right, Jody Arias. Well, we got an interesting show tonight. Friends with benefits. It's been a while since I've had one of these discussions. Used to like post up discussions on YouTube, and we had this discussion before about friends with benefits. It was a while ago. It was way before I met Nizzy Nay and all of that. some other people I know, a few other people I know got together, had a discussion on Friends with Benefits. It was pretty interesting, but now it's time to come back to the table and this time address it, you know, with our Blog Talk Radio following and discuss Friends with Benefits, because, I mean, it's just one of those things that just, it's discussed all the time. Like, whenever guys are talking, you know, it comes up. When females are talking, it comes up, because most of us have experienced it at some point, and a lot of us are experiencing it right now. And understanding the difference in friends with benefits and a relationship is something that isn't always quite that simple for some reason. I mean, because, Nizzy, now you ever seen a situation where one person says it's a relationship and the other person says, oh, that's just my friends, it's friends, you know, friends with benefits. That's just my little friend. You know how people say friend, like quote unquote friend, like, you know, they say, the way they say friend sometimes really kind of lets you know what type of friend it really is. But you ever seen a situation like that where, like, they're not on the same page?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I definitely know, but I mean, I've been in that situation before, and that's why I have to, like, make it clear. Like, that's why you have to make it clear to the other person, like just be brutally honest. Like, look, if this is going to be, like, a little sexual thing, or are you looking for something more? Like, be open about the situation, like, let me know what I'm getting myself into. Especially, like, with females, because females get more attached. So most likely, it's going to be the man that's going to want, in my opinion, it's going to be the man that's going to want friends with the benefits. Females do it, too, but most likely, it's going to be men. Men are just horn dogs. So... mostly, it's just going to be men that really want that friends with benefits type of deal. Some women do. I mean, if you got a mind like me, I've been in those situations. I hurt a couple feelings. And that's just what it'd be like. Have you ever had friends with benefits? I know you have.
Yeah.
You're a guy.
Yeah, you know, for real, I don't think it's nothing wrong with, you know, necessarily friends with benefits. It just depends on if the two parties are on the same page. If you're on the same page, I don't see nothing wrong with it, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it ain't hurting nobody else, you know, like, you know, people got a lot to say about friends with benefits, but... I mean, it's not really, like, what's the big deal? As long as both people are like, this is what we want, we're not ready to call it a relationship, so be it. You know, but when one person thinks it's one thing, one person thinks it's something else, that's when there's a problem. Because you're always going to have spectators and critics. That's just part of life, is going to happen. People are going to judge. You know, so you can't be right about what other people thinking. And that includes family. Sometimes it might even include your own mother. Like, at the end of the day, you got to live your life and do what you, if you know, whatever you please to do, whatever makes you happy. If both parties agree, this is what we want, hey, I don't see nothing wrong with, you know, friends with benefits. Like, it can be a good experience. But like I said, both parties have to be on the same page.
Yeah, they definitely have to be on the same page. Because I remember a situation that I was in, and it was like, I guess we wasn't on the same page, because, like, that's what he wanted, and then that's not what I wanted, and I made that clear to him. And I guess it didn't get through his head that that's not what I wanted, but it ended up being like that. And then... We weren't on the same page from the beginning, and then when it ended, we still weren't on the same page. because I guess he caught feelings, and then I just gave him what he wanted. He wanted friends with benefits, so that's just what I gave him. So, all right, cool, this is fun, whatever. It all planned out. And then towards the end, it was just like, okay, now I don't want that no more. Now I want a relationship. I'm like, what? We were going strong. Like, what's going on? What happened to the friends with the benefits type of deal? Now all of a sudden you want a relationship out of it. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then he just messed it all up for me. Because that was my mind frame. Like, that's what he wanted. So that was my mind frame. Like, I didn't let myself get attached to him. So then he was attached to me, and I wasn't attached to him. So then it didn't work out at all. Because I didn't feel that type of way for him. I was just like, we're just friends with benefits. I'll call you, you call me. What's up? We chill every now and again. That's just what it is. And then I guess we just fell off after that. Like, he just didn't want that no more. He wanted more. And that's weird because it usually happens with, like, females. Usually the females get attached. And the guy got attached. Like, have you ever got attached with doing the whole friends with benefits thing?
I can't say that I ever had a situation where, like, I got to get something to drink because, like, my voice is just all over the place. But where, like, I can't say I had a situation where, like, the woman wanted, like, just to be friends, and I wanted more, she wanted to just be, like, friends with benefits, and I wanted more, and I was really stressing it. But I'm not going to say it didn't happen, because you got to think back on younger years, you know, like, think back on years of being a teenager. I'm sure it probably was somebody that probably put it on me real good, and I probably was like, well, is something going to make this happen? You know what? I do remember that happening before, but it was pretty much a one-night stand, though. So, like, if it's a one-night stand, I don't think that really counts. But I was young.
That
was like,
count.
I was, like, still a teenager, yeah. I was, like, still a teenager, but, you know, it ended up being a one-night stand because we lost contact.
Really,
I mean, no, you know what? Shane didn't really put it on me. I was still wet behind the ears. I barely knew what I was doing, for real. I was definitely, you know, I was young and, you know, kind of new to the game. And, I mean, I liked it before she even gave it to me. So, of course, I was feeling it once she gave it to me. And I was like, you know, I was really pressing up on her. You know, I was really trying to talk to her. Like, I was really trying to, you know, get at her. And she didn't seem to be too interested in wanting to, like, be in an official relationship. But I do remember her saying, like, she had a situation where, like, her ex-boyfriend treated her real bad, but, like, she was, like, you know, he hurt his leg or something, and she felt bad, and she was, like, trying to take care of him or something. And next thing I knew, we fell off. I haven't seen her since back then. I wouldn't even recognize if I seen her now. You know. But,
yeah.
I mean, I had that situation. I'm sure if I really thought back, it took a long time to really think, it might have happened again. I ain't no shame in my game. You grow, you live, and you learn. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'll sit here and put myself on blast. Like, I even tried to wife a woman who was, you know, she was a freak. But see, I didn't know she was a freak at the time. I mean, I knew she was a freak as far as giving it to me. But I didn't know she was, like, the type that was just willing to do any and everybody. All you need is a blunt and some drink, if that, and we good. Like, I didn't know it was that type of party. Once I realized that, I didn't try to, you know, I felt kind of crazy that I, like, really tried to, like, get at her. Like, I even, like, held her hand. It's crazy. I even held her hand and all that nizzy name.
Oh, wow.
I did, y'all. I held her hand,
you
man. I did.
Low.
I held her hand. It was good though. I'm not gonna lie. It was good, and I think that kind of reminded me.
You was grabbing her hand.
It was good, but it wasn't like magnificent. But it was good, and I don't know. She was like cool, and you could just talk about anything around her. And I don't know. I just got caught in the moment or something. Then once I found out how she really get down, I was like, oh no. And ever since then, she's in the friend zone. But not even friends with benefits. I didn't even really consider her friends with benefits. It was just like, you know, it's a homie. Like, you know, cool. Like, you can just talk, you know. But, I mean, it can happen, you know. I guess, see, I don't know. Like, because when I think about friends with benefits, I guess there's different levels of it. I guess there's different levels of it. I mean, you can have the friends with benefits where it's like, huh?
I didn't know there was different levels of it.
I mean, all right, so think about it like this, right? So you can have a friends with benefits situation where y'all are, like, laid up, booed up, hugging, holding, kissing, caressing, but y'all consider yourselves friends with benefits. But that's almost more like a relationship type stuff
that's
y'all
a little
doing.
Bit more.
I mean, no.
That's a little bit more.
Hey, but listen. If you are not, if it's not officially announced that we are in a relationship, if both of your Facebooks don't say in a relationship, you know, and you aren't telling people you're in a relationship and you never told each other that it was official, then you're not. I mean, it is friends with benefits. If you're engaging in sexual activity, even if it's not sex, even if you just booed up real heavy, I think that's enough to classify friends with benefits. Don't you?
I mean, kind of, sort of, yeah.
It's like different levels of it. I mean, because then you can have the friends with benefits. You can have the friends with benefits where it's just about sex. You know, it can have the friends with benefits where emotions are there. But you can have the friends with benefits. I mean, it's just different. It's just different ones. You can almost have any type of situation. It's just the title. The title is based on an understanding between each other that we are in a relationship or we aren't in a relationship. That's the boundary right there. That's what kind of separates everything. You know, once it's announced, okay, we're in a relationship. Like I can't say, like, if I'm going around telling everybody you my girl, right? And you're going around telling everybody I'm your friend. That's not no real official relationship. It got to be both ways. That's like, I'm your friend with benefits, but I'm just naive, or you lied to me, or something's going wrong. It's a miscommunication going on. If you're saying one thing, I'm saying something else. You know,
yep.
But I definitely think it's different. It can be different levels of friends with benefits. All right, so if two people had sex, do you think that automatically classifies them as friends with benefits? If they have sex, they have it more than once, they have it, you know, every so often, maybe about sometimes once, twice a month, something like that.
And
sometimes they might
friends?
Skip a month. Sometimes they might skip 2-3 months. You know, sometimes they'll skip a while, and then bam, one of them call the other one, like, I want you to come see me. You know what time it is.
Oh, that's just like.
Is that
part of my
friends with benefits?
I don't really consider that like friend with benefits. Like, that's like just a booty call. You know, every now and again, you just get that person up. Like, friends with benefits is a little bit more. It's a little bit more consistent. Like you see each other once or twice a week, or 2 or 3 times every 2 weeks. It's more like you see each other a little bit more than just every now and again. Oh, I'm gonna hit her up. I haven't talked to her in a minute. Let me see what she's doing. Let me see if I can come through. And you may not talk to her for another month. Oh, let me hit her up again, see what she's doing, see if she can come through, whatever. That's just like a booty call, somebody you know you can call.
But what about in that situation, right? What about in that situation you was explaining, but they do talk? Like, they talk frequent, like 3 to 4 times a week, but they just only see each other, like, once a month. But they talk all the time. They never go a whole week without talking. It's just that they don't see each other that much. But when they see each other, they usually have sex. But maybe not all the time.
That can be considered friends or benefits.
But they don't. All right, what about this, though? But they don't cuddle. They don't cuddle. After they finish having sex, they sit there and act like nothing ever happened, and they laugh and talk and joke like regular friends. But
they
don't lay up, they don't hug, they don't hold, they don't kiss, they don't nothing. They just have sex, get their rocks off, and then
it's
just like nothing ever happened.
They friends with benefits. Like, friends with benefits don't always hug and cuddle up and kissy-kissy, you know. I know when I have that, I don't want that. Like, look, just do what you got to do. Let's get it going. Peace. I'll see you later. That's how I was. I was literally just, I was like a guy. I was just like, hey, what's up? You know, all right, come through. All right, cool. Bam. See you later. Talk to you next week. And that's how it was. It was literally friends with benefits. Like,
no,
we were cool. And we would hang out, you know, we would hang out and we would talk and all that. But we didn't kissy-kissy and love you. Because I felt like that's a little bit more than it. It's a little bit more than just friends with benefits. It's a little bit more. You don't hug and kissy-kissy your friends. To me, it's a little bit more. It's like,
but
it's,
I don't think.
It's too,
I don't
too,
know.
Too much extra. It's too much extra going on. Like, look, we ain't lovey-dovey. We ain't like that. Like, cut it out. That's what you do in relationships. You get all booed up and lay back and kissy and hug, hold hands. And that's what you do in relationships. When you have a partner. When it's just friends with benefits, look, don't touch me. We can chill every now and again, have a drink or two. Like, yeah, that's how it be. Like, either we're going to be just friends with benefits or we're going to be in a relationship. Now, if you want that extra, you want the little kissy and hold hands, then you gotta be committed to me. That's something extra. That's that lovey-dovey stuff. That's what you do in relationships. We don't do that when we just kind of get it. No.
But I think
once
that
get
like
it,
depends
you
on the. I think that depends on the people, like the people involved. Because as I was just stating, like, if they don't call each other boyfriend and girlfriend, or that's my man, that's my woman, but they do that stuff, what else can they be called but friends with benefit? You know, even if they do all of that stuff, even if they
that's
make
not
love,
even
they don't
like
even have sex, they make
that.
Love. I think that's still friends with benefits because the title
it's not
is
even,
what
I don't know.
Separates it. The title is what separates it, in my opinion. The title is what separates it.
I don't know about that.
So you have never been booed up with somebody that wasn't your man before? Meaning you never let him hold you, laid on him, you never kissed him and all that stuff. You never did none of that stuff with somebody that wasn't your man. Never. That's what you're trying to tell me.
That it was more than friends. Like,
friends with benefits is more than friends. In my opinion, I mean, I know I can only speak for me, but in my opinion, that is friends with benefits. When you do more than things that regular friends do.
That's true.
I think people really abuse the word friend. But you got to understand the way the word friend is being mentioned. Like, if somebody say, like, you can tell the difference. That's my friend. That's my homie. I will ride or die with her. Like, that's my homie, man. Like, you know, I mean, she can tell me about anything. I don't care if she talks about other dudes or anything. That's a true traditional friend. You know, if it's a situation where the person is like, if you, somebody, like, y'all supposed to be friends or y'all just call each other friends. And, but, you know, there's a lot of flirting going on, and, you know, a lot of gestures being thrown out there, little slick stuff being said, and all, that's not a friendship. You know what? I'm a firm believer in friends don't flirt. That's not a friend. Like, you know, the friends I got that I consider friends, we don't flirt. Like, we don't flirt at all. Like, zero. We don't flirt. I mean, only maybe we was drunk. We might have flirted before. Maybe. Maybe. If I think back hard, both drunk and maybe flirted, that's probably it. Like, no real flirting goes on in a real friendship, in my opinion. I don't think a friend, and it's important for two people to be on the same page. You know? But friends don't flirt, in my opinion. Like, that person, if you flirt with that person, then it's like, that's kind of saying it's potential there. So if somebody's a friend and y'all like friends, friends, regular friends, then none of that stuff doesn't happen, you know? And definitely don't have sex. I mean, you can't say, oh, that's my friend, but, you know, we had sex sometimes. Are you kidding me? That's your friend with benefits. Friends with benefits is just a term. Like, it's not, you know, like, I don't know. It's crazy. Friends with benefits is not the same. It's crazy, nitty nay.
Oh, my goodness. You're getting all caught up.
Dog, it just be tripping me out. People really don't be on the same page, though. I don't care. Friends don't have sex, in my opinion. Like, it'd be killing me because, oh, yeah, that's my friend. You slept with him before? Yeah, a couple of times. How is that your friend? Like, that's not your friend. That's not a traditional friend. If you ask a guy, did he sleep with his homeboys, then he's going to say, yeah, one time back in the day. If you ask a girl that, is she going to say, yeah, if she do, then, I mean, obviously she's bi, but, I mean, other than that, that's not no friend. Friends don't have sexual relations. Like, that's not a real friend to me, man. And I think people abuse that. I take the word friend serious. But it depends on how you say it. Because sometimes it's just a way of acknowledging somebody is not just an associate. Like, if I smash, right, I might say, that's my friend right there. If I'm introducing you, what am I supposed to say if you ain't my girl? I'm either going to say this is my homegirl, or what if I'm introducing you to my aunt? And I don't talk like that around my aunt. I'm probably not going to say, that's my homegirl. You know, I'll probably say, that's my friend. But we're not real friends. Because if we were real friends, we would have never had sex. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you call each other, just when you say, it depends on the way you use it. You know what I'm saying? But put it like this. All right. Now, me and you have sex. If I'm not going to say to you, you're my friend. Unless I'm probably joking like, yo, you're my friend, yo. I don't even look at you like that. Then I'll probably bust out laughing. Of course, I look at you with a different way than just a friend. Because how can I be that attracted to you and you're my friend? Like, you know, and you can be attracted to your friend, don't get me wrong. But once that line has been crossed, that's the point of no return. It's just no bouncing back from that to me. I don't think it's no real bouncing back. It's always something going to be there.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I don't look at you that way, man. We already had sex. You can't say that, man. You already looked at me that way. It's gone. It's over. Hang it up. If you're going to be friends, it has to be understood at that point, at the beginning. I ain't looking for nothing. Oh, you ain't looking for nothing. I just want a friend. Me too. Oh, why? Yeah, because I don't be, you know, sleeping with my friends. Me neither. That's all I want is a homie, somebody to talk to, laugh with, you know, have a good conversation with, hang out, do double dates. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Cool. That's a friendship. But I'm horny. Why don't you come over here and help me with this? Help me out. I got, you know, that's not a friendship. That's not friends. Like, you know, like Ms.
And I don't ever introduce them like as like, oh, that's my friend. Like I say, oh, that's my what I used to say, oh, you know, F buddy, that's who he is. And that's how I would say it. Like, I made it brutally clear. Like, that's how I used to say it to everybody. Oh, man, that's not my friend. That's my F buddy. You know? That's how I put it out like that. It was not, I never used to say friends with benefits. That's not what we was. We was F buddies. Like, that's all we did. There was no, like, friendship involved in it. It was strictly just what I said. I never stated like that. I didn't make it clear. Because as soon as people see you walking with somebody, around somebody, you know, just talking to somebody of the opposite sex, they're going to already assume that you're with them. It didn't even matter how many times I had told people that situation, they're going to say, they're still going to think, oh, that's your boyfriend, that's your girlfriend.
That's your boo. That's your boo.
Yeah. Yeah. And I used to be so mad about that. I swear to you not. I used to be so, that's not my boyfriend. I used to make it so clear. Like, I used to be so mad. I was offended that people kept thinking that he was my boyfriend. Like, no. Well, y'all are always around each other, and I always see, you know, that's what people think. Like, we were glued to each other, so it was like, that's what people thought. That we were boyfriend and girlfriend. I said, I ain't going with that. He was like, just go with the flow. Oh, no. Just go with the flow. Really? Are you serious? And that is like, we were like, and then it's like we were not on the same page after that. It was just like, then I had to just like stop calling him. Like, look, I think when you're friends with benefits, you should like sign a contract. Like, this is, these are the rules.
Did you sign a contract?
Yeah, like, these are the rules. You shall not state in public that we are boyfriend and girlfriend. You should not. You should not. Once we make this agreement that we are literally just friends with benefits, it is strictly just sex. That's what it's going to be. You are not allowed to catch feelings for me. You agree that you do not want no relationship.
That's so unrealistic, though, Nizzy-Nay. I mean, unless both people don't really enjoy the sex, somebody more than likely, think about it, in most cases, right, and two people are consistently having sex, right, usually somebody's going to get attached, if not both. It's kind of unrealistic to think, to think that somebody's automatically not going to catch feelings just because you're friends with benefits, because you can't really control how you feel. Like, if that person likes you mentally and the sex is good, of course they're going to like you. What more can you ask for? I like you as a person and the sex is blazing. What more can you ask for? I don't know. What? Tell me another quality that you want that's more important than you like them as a person and the sex is great. What more do you ask for that's more important than those two things, maybe, Nay? And the companion I'm talking about, and the actual companion. Name another quality that's more important than that to you. Exactly. Defense rest, Your Honor. Exactly.
Okay, you have a point.
It's going to happen. And I mean, is it really that bad? Like, I mean, if you're willing to be around this person and actually lay there and, you know, you're a woman, so you have to surrender yourself. You give yourself up. Like, you let a man enter your temple.
Oh, geez, you have to say it like that.
I'm just saying it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're willing to let a man do that, I mean, you would think that eventually something, you got to feel something for him, or like, can you do that? I mean, listen, you're your own person. And I might sit here and mess with you and joke with you and stuff, but at the end of the day, you're a grown woman, and I respect you as a grown woman. Like, how do you really feel about that? I mean, how would you feel is how you feel. But let's talk about it. Like, do you, I mean, can you just continuously have sex with someone and not catch feelings, and y'all just keep having sex, and that's just all it's about, and it don't mean nothing to you emotionally?
I have done that before, but I guess just like you were saying, like the sex wasn't all that great, and then like it was alright, but I guess it was better for him. And I guess that's why he caught feelings, because, you know, we actually waited a whole, like, we chilled even before we even initially even, like, got into it. Like, we chilled for a while. Like we was everywhere with each other. But it wasn't just like, I just didn't catch feelings. And I don't know what it was, but I just didn't. And I guess, I already knew that he wasn't going to be the type, maybe, to where, you know, he would be serious about a relationship, or I don't know. I just didn't catch feelings, and he did. But I guess, like, the sex wasn't, like, blazing or nothing like that. And we always fought. But I have been in a situation where the sex was blazing and I liked the personality, and I did catch a little bit of feelings. I have had that happen before.
Let's pause for 1 second, real quick. If the sex is great and you like that person as a person, it is almost inevitable that you're going to, like, catch feelings for them. You're going to start to really like them, correct?
Yeah.
Like, if you got those two things, there's nothing more that you could really desire in a man than those two things. I mean, other things, but they're all under those two, right? Everything else that matters is under those two, right? As a man. For someone that, you know, you look at as a significant other. You got those two. How could you not catch feelings if the sex is great, the conversation is great, being around them is great, you know, you think he smells great? You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, how could you want more? Like, I mean, like, what more can you ask for? Like, you're going to catch feelings. And a guy might feel that way about you. If he feels that way about you, but you say, you know, you're like, we're friends, how can you, just like you can't expect yourself not to, if that guy has everything
and
you
I
want.
Hate
if you
that.
Have everything another guy wants, how can you expect him not to catch feelings, not to, you know, want you, like, not to look at you in that way?
And, like, I hate that. Like, I hate that. Because that is, like, it makes you catch feelings even quicker. That's a bad thing about it. It's, like, it makes you catch feelings because, you know, the sex is amazing. And he has a great personality. And that makes you catch feelings even quicker. You know, you spend all the time together. It just makes you catch feelings. And that's where some people, like, get hurt in that situation because you're thinking about, you know, the sex and all that, and that's how you catch feelings so quickly. Because, you know, sex plays a big role, like, a big, big role. You are, like, connecting in a different way with a person. And when that part is good, you could get lost in it.
That's definitely true.
And catch feelings way too fast. That's why they tell people, you know, you shouldn't have sex. You should really, really get to know a person before you even get intimate with them.
Really
get to know them. Because once sex play comes along, you know, you in it. Like, you in it. So you really got to think about it because now the sex sucks, you know. And you may not have had that happen before. Like, you're thinking, oh, great conversation. Like, sex is like, I think sex is like, What is it called? The deal breaker. Like, sex is a deal breaker. I don't know about for men, but I know, me personally, like, sex is a deal breaker. Everything is good, and we're talking, great conversation. Now, let's get down to the sex part. You know, and you're, like, wishing and hoping that and thinking that it's going to be so good because you have this great conversation, y'all connect so well mentally. Then you get to the sex and it's just like, oh, wow, I wasn't expecting this. Like, wow. And it just, like, completely turns you off from a person. And then what do you do? Like, do you still go along with it?
I mean, do you, as a woman, do you give a guy a second chance if you really, really, I mean, his personality is a 10. Y'all finally have sex and it was a 2. Do you give him a second chance? Do you try to work with him?
Yeah, because they can always, you know, you can always speak to him and communicate. That's where communication comes along. Y'all can communicate with each other because maybe he really does not know what you like. Maybe he doesn't know that you're a big freak, and you might bring a freak out in him. He may be willing to try something new, but he don't know what you like and what you're into, and, you know, maybe he's a little shy or whatever. Maybe you just got to open him up and tell him, oh, let's try this tonight, or do it like this, or do it like that, and it'll intensify it. It'll make it better. Oh, let's go out and try this. Depends on the person. Now, if that other person is not really even willing to try with you, then that's a no-go, buddy. Ain't no playing no games over here. I'm playing no games.
I mean, but like, you have sex with a guy for the first time. Like I said, his personality is a 10, right? The sex was a 2. But, I mean, I'm talking about, we're not even talking about oral. We're not even talking about that. I'm talking about actual sexual intercourse. Just couldn't hit the G-spot, you know. He couldn't hit the G-spot if he had a genie and that was his one wish. He still wouldn't be able to hit the G-spot. Like, he just don't have it in him. Like, I mean, well, based on that one performance, but his personality is great. Would you even give him that opportunity, minus the oral, as far as sex? Would you give him that opportunity again, to try again? Knowing that he just can't, he's physically, you know from that first experience that physically he doesn't fit the bill, if you know what I mean. You know, like, do you give him another, you know, the bill, if you had a restaurant for a metaphor and the bill is, the tab is $100, he's got $60. He's falling short. I mean, he can't fit the bill. Do you give him another chance in that situation? And I'm not talking about women in general. I'm talking about Nizzy Nay.
Well, I probably would because
that's just because you're a freak.
Sex is important because
no,
I know
I'm
that.
Not doing what you. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Because I know that I can turn him out personally. Just me. This is me being me. I know I could turn him out. So I know that, you know, just with a little work with me, you know, we can improve this. This can be improved. Don't worry about a thing. You know, Because I had an issue before. Like, everything was good, but when it came down to the sex, it was horrible. Like, I was to the point where I just looked at him and I was just like, are you serious? And he was just like, what? I was like, this is not working. this is not working. And we literally sat down and like communicated about it. Like, it actually turned into a fun thing because it was just like, you just kept on trying.
That's the great thing when a woman is like, you can't do it for me, and y'all gotta actually laugh about it. It's like funny. Like, you're laughing at me. I would not find that funny. Like, that would not be cool to me.
And some men are like that. Like, they are very offended by that. Like, they are so offended by that. Most men are. He's probably one of the few that I have met that really was just like, so tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Hey, Nizzy Nay, I bet you he ain't go tell his homeboys that, though. I bet you he ain't go tell his friends, like, hey. Did you hit? Look, his friend's like, yeah, did you hit? Yeah, I hit. So how was it? I mean, it was good. It was good, but she told me that I need to step my game up, though. Everybody just started busting out laughing at him. Like, are you serious? Like, wow. Like, no guy's going to do that. So he probably told his boys. Yeah, I told her out the frame, man. She was climbing up the wall, man. She kept coming back at me for more. I told her I was tired. I was trying to go to sleep, man. It was crazy up in there, man. Like, you know, a guy's not going to bring, because you know, females talk and y'all share y'all sex stories. Let it be known here on It's Real Talk Radio. Men talk about their sex stories.
Yeah,
I mean, we do. Probably more than females do. Like, we do. I mean, we talk about it. I don't know, though. Men, we have this, don't cross the line thing. Like, where it's like, I don't want to hear too much about you. Like, I don't want to hear really about how you're too big for her and all of that stuff. It's too much. I don't want to think about you in that way. You my friend. Like, come on, man. You know I don't swing that way. Don't even go that far deep into detail. Whereas though females can go into deep detail, and another female won't be offended. Like, you know, you're talking about too much. You're offending me as a woman to hear about you in that way.
Some females actually, they are actually really offended by that. Like, I don't want to hear that.
Really?
Like, we do that, like, yeah. Like, yeah, like, we do that at work. Like, I'm very open. Like, you ask me a question, I'll tell you. Like, I'll tell you. And I'll tell you everything down to the freaking detail about it. And a group of girls at work, we were all talking about it, and just some females were just like, ugh. Like, I was just like, what's your problem? You act like you don't do nothing. Like, you're just a virgin. Like, they really got offended by it.
I feel you.
And then some are just very open about it.
Is there a limit to what you... If you're talking to your girl, right? I mean, this is your friend. It's your girl. Y'all girl talk, right? Is there a limit to, like, what you'll discuss with her as far as, like, how deep in the detail you'll go when it comes to sex?
Oh, no.
No limit?
Oh, no.
There's no limit?
Oh, no. There's
okay.
no limit.
Let me ask you this, then. Would you tell your girl that you had a yeast infection? What's wrong with
would
you,
I
man?
Tell
I got a yeast infection.
I literally have a friend like that. Like, that's one of my close friends. Yeah, we talk about everything. Now, if you just an associate, then that's different. You don't need to know all that. You ain't that important to know all that information. He's their associate. But if you're one of my closest friends, yeah. I have a friend like that. Like, we talk about everything. Every little thing. Detail.
Okay,
I know.
I got
men don't do that.
No, men, I mean, well, men will, some men, it's the same like how you explained it. Some men will go all the way into detail. Some men will say, man, I'm too big for her, man. She can't take it. She can't take the D. I'm telling you, she can't take it, man. She was running from me. Some men will go that far. Some men will go as far as, I mean, all right, here go a real interesting one. Some men will go as far as showing the homemade sex tape. Now, before you respond to that, you said there's no limit to what you'll do, and as far as, like, your girls y'all talking about, it's no limit, right? Would you show your girls one of your homemade sex tapes?
I don't think I would show that. I don't show that.
You wouldn't show that? What if your girl said no? All right, now what if you got a friend, and he's just a friend with benefits, so it's not really that boundary of that's my man, watch it. But, you know, you and your girl talk about it like, yeah, you know, he's an attractive man or whatever. You know that your girl is attracted to your little friend with benefits, and she would love to see what he packing. Would you show her to take then? If she wants to see it, like, no, I want to see him. Like, I want to see what he did. Like, show me. I want to see it. Would you show her in that situation?
I mean, if she is willing to join in, then more power to her.
Ooh, we're getting spicy. Join in? Okay. So if she's trying to join in, then it's all fun and games at that point. Like,
It's all good if she wants to join in. You know, if she wants to be a part of the party, then more power to her. Like, you know, sure. If you want to see a sample of everything, then cool. Here you go. Bam. Mm.
That's the one thing I do respect about you. And that's the one thing That's one thing I do like. A lot of females will feel that way but won't say it, especially on air. I respect you for that and commend you. Like, you know, you tell it how it is, and, I mean, you're not afraid to speak your mind. You don't care what people think about you. This is Nizzy Nay. You know, I do respect that. You know, I respect that. I like that. Like, that's the type of females. That's the type of female I would want in a, like, relationship. Like, a female that's willing to just call it how she sees it. I don't like no goody two shoes. I really don't like a goody two shoes. Like, I don't. Like, if you feel the way, say it. You know? Like, if you horny, right? If my woman is horny, don't sit there talking about, it just got an attitude with me. I don't know why you got an attitude. You pick it with me. You starting fights. You fussing. And we arguing. You keep picking with me. But really, you just horny. But you don't want to say it because it's not ladylike. Or you don't want, for whatever reason. You know, some females, I don't know. It's complicated. And it's like, I'm not going to say it. I don't want to say it for whatever reason. You know? And it's like, well, how am I going to know if you don't, you know? You want to fuss. And you want to act like a capital B. Because you need to get this off your chest. You know, you need to get it in. You need to get your rocks off. So, you know, because your hormones do have an impact on your emotions and your moods. So you need to get that off your chest. And you're sitting there treating me like crap, really, because you just need to get it in. I'm your man. I'm the one. I'm the plumber. Like, you know, my job is to lay the pipe work down, you know. You got to tell me. If it's a leak, I need to go under the sink. You got to let me know, you know? And I don't like a female that will, like, won't tell you, like, that won't. It's just ashamed about sexuality. You know what else I tell you about, Nizzy Nay? I don't like when a female is, like, they act like they never masturbate. It's so unladylike. You know, you shouldn't do it, you know? even if I had a friend with benefits, like, I would respect her more for, like, telling me, like, you should be able to say it openly, like, what was you doing? I called you, you didn't answer. Like, man, I had to go handle that, man. I had to get my rocks off real quick, man. I had to masturbate real quick. I had to, wait, you know, I had to handle that. I respect that. You're a grown woman. I respect that. You know, I respect it. I respect a woman that you know what I'm saying, can just tell her how it is, call her out, you know what I'm saying? Just be straight up with you. And you can tell I'm into it because now all my slang and ghetto-ness coming out. I try to limit my ghetto-ness and slang and all that stuff when we on the show. But if I'm into a discussion, that's how you know I'm into it, because it'll come out, it'll slide out. So if I sound like, you know, like, so like a real ghetto right now, I mean, y'all just know that I'm into the discussion. So, you know, don't judge me on it. I'm still a good spoken person. You know, I know how to switch it up. You know, I'm not just ghetto 24/7. Don't know how to talk around other people. I'm the type of person that you can have around your mother, and I won't. You know, I mean, I don't use a lot of foul language anyway, but I definitely watch what I say when I'm around people. You know, other people, I have respect. You know, so just, you know, I don't know, man. Just reaching out to the people. This is one of those shows where you're just opening up to the people, like, listen, that's Nizzy Nay. This tape real that y'all listening to. And we aren't ashamed of who we are. We can talk about anything. We've talked about so many different topics. You know, if you go back into our archives and listen to the shows, I mean, we've done everything that you could, you know, I'm not going to say we've done everything you could possibly think of. There's still a lot more to come, but we've done a lot of different things. I mean, we've done Superstorms. You know, we've done Obesity. What else we done, Nizzy? We done a whole bunch of stuff. What else we done?
We did Cheaters. What? Facebook and relationships. There's like so many.
We done so, a lot of
state of hip hop.
Yeah, we did the hip hop one. I mean, we did Life After Death. We did abortions. We did gay pride. We did teen pregnancy. The list just goes on and on. You know?
Yeah.
So we cover a wide variety of topics. You know, there's no limit to what we'll do. And at the end of the day, we just like to be ourselves. You know, like, we're not trying to win people over from being fake or being, you know, just putting on a show, you know, like literally going into character. Like, we don't go into character. We're ourselves. And that's the reason why you hear us talking like this. You might hear someone else show, and it may, you know, sound like a real talk radio show on AM talk radio or something, like, you know, or whatever. Like, people do what they do. I don't, you know, I commend anybody that's on, you know, any talk radio show, whether it's Blog Talk or anything. You know, I commend you. You do what we do. That's cool. But, you know, just understand that we are who we are. We don't follow the trend. You know what I'm saying, Nizzy Nay? We do what we do. We're two people that got together and said we're going to do a show, and we talk about whatever we want to talk about, non-scripted, and we just be ourselves. You know, one day we might sound like we're trying to run for office, and the next day we might sound like, you know, we from the project. But at the end of the day, we're just being ourselves, you know. And that's what I like about the show. That's what I like about the opportunity to do this show, you know. Shout out to Blog Talk for allowing the opportunity. That's why Nizzy Nay was the perfect co-host of me, because she isn't fake. You see the stuff that Nizzy Nay was just talking about. You know, she's like a guy. You know, she's like a guy, literally. Like a guy trapped in a woman's body. I respect it, though, you know, because we can talk about anything, you know, and that's the reason why we make a really good team, you know, and that's the reason why how we end up coming with these different discussions. So I'm like, you know what, let's just have a heart-to-heart with the people real quick and let them know. That's Nizzy Nay. I'm Tay Real. we're not ashamed of who we are. Hate us or love us, we are who we are, you know, and that's what it is. But at the end of the day, you're going to always get that realness from us. You know what I'm saying, Nizzy Nay?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
I'm about to say, Nizzy, you still with me?
My bad, I had to put this phone on mute for a minute.
Okay, really? All right, I know we were talking about masturbation. It's cool, Nizzy Nay. But let's not, like, you know, do that on air, okay?
No, I usually do that before.
What?
I usually do that before the show. I get it all done
and
out of the system.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's Nizzy Nayo, y'all. I'm telling y'all, man. You don't know what's going to come out of her mouth. I'm telling you. But at the end of the day, you got to respect. You got to respect her for being who she is. She's not a goody two-shoes. I might kid around and call her Barbie. But she's trust me, she's far from a Barbie because I don't get along with Barbies. Trust me. I mean, I don't know, Nizzy Nay. You have your Barbie moments, but at the end of the day, you're far from a Barbie. You have your Barbie moments, but you're far from a Barbie as far as from an overall perspective.
Everybody has the Barbie moments. I'm sorry, everybody does.
Yeah.
Everybody has a moment where they be feeling themselves. I may look like crap that day, but I really be feeling myself. Like, oh, man, I'm looking good. Like, let me see if I can get a number. just to boost my ego just a little bit. That's how I be feeling sometimes, though.
It's not about having confidence, you know. Sometimes you do irritate me with the Barbie thing, but that's just because I despise the Barbie so much. So part of that is probably a little bit of me, because another guy probably wouldn't have no problem with it. But I despise a Barbie so much, and I'll have my expectations for you are so high, because, you know, from me knowing you, I understand what type of person you are, and I respect you in a way that, you know, that's just like, it's like, you know, the pastor of your church, and then you find out that he drinks, and it's like, it irritates you so much because it's like, but you're the pastor. I just can't, you know, like, it just irritates me. Like, you're your own person. I can't really judge you on that. But you're the pastor. Like, wow, my expectations for you are so high. Like, but I can't judge you on it. But you know what I'm saying? That might have been a little extra of an example. But I'm just saying. That's how my viewpoint on you is when you have your Bobby moment. It's like, those are moments where I love you and hate you at the same time because you're being a Bobby right now. You know, we had a whole show on Barbies. We had was that one of the 2-hour shows? I think that was one of the 2-hour shows.
That was one of
about Barbies. I hate Barbies.
So the time
Barbies,
of the month
stuff
was.
Up, snobby, conceited. And I could never be friends with Benefits with a Barbie. I couldn't be friends with Benefits with a Barbie. Like, I can't be friends with Benefits of someone that thinks she's cute. She's just too cute for the world. Like, she just can't. She stays in our mirror every 10 seconds. Ugh. I didn't even get into Barbies.
No, but
because,
you like
know,
big
that'll
butts,
be a whole
though.
Other
usually,
show. That'll be the rest of the show, we're talking about Barbies.
And usually, like, Barbies have big butts. So I'm surprised that you wouldn't be friends with Benefits with them.
Well, I mean, the personality does count, like, you know, for me. I can't speak on everybody else. But personality counts. Personality really counts. And I know a Barbie would irritate me so much that we would get on each other's nerves because, Nizzy Nay, you know me. You know I'm a very outspoken person. I would not be able to hold back. You know, some men will say, well, she giving it to me or she about to give it to me, so I'll hold back. I can't do it. I can't not be me. I got to speak out. Why are you feeling yourself so hard? Because I'm beautiful. Like, no, that's not your job to say you're beautiful. That's somebody else's job to say that. And you can say you're beautiful to yourself, you know, but, like, to say it out loud, like, I'm beautiful, like, I don't need to hear you say you're beautiful. Like, if I think that, I'll tell you, but me personally, I won't tell a woman she's beautiful. Now, some people probably say, well, why? Let me talk to him real quick, Nizzy. Let me talk to him real quick. And I'm sure I probably talked about this before, it might have came up in mine earlier, so but so what? You know. I won't tell a woman she's beautiful. Now, maybe if she's my woman, that's a different story. You know, because it's okay to tell your woman she's beautiful. But, like, if you tell a woman that and it's like, you already dealing with all these situations with these females that are so stuck up, conceited, snobby, think they're God's gift to the earth. And to say that, you know, like, what are you implying other than, like, I'm just so infatuated with you? Like, it's like, it's just like, I think it's beyond flattery. I think it's like, it's just too much. I think it's giving too much satisfaction. So, I mean, I won't say beautiful, like, you know, I just say, you know, oh, yeah, I like that outfit. So you can say, you can give a compliment without going overboard. You know what I'm saying, Nizzy Nay?
Yeah, no doubt, yeah. I like hearing it every now and again, though. I'm not going to sit there and I'm not going to ask you, like, aren't you going to say I'm beautiful today? Like, I'm not going to say that. I'll never come out and say that. But it's nice to hear it every now and again. Like, if you feel that way, like, if you feel that way, like, I'm wearing something really nice and you really think I look beautiful, then I want you to tell me.
And let me ask you,
like,
this.
I want to hear it. Like, don't be shy, because I'm going to do the same for you. If you look really good today, I'm going to say it. And I don't always give men compliments, because it gets to men's heads, too. I've been with somebody that acted like a Barbie, and then he was a guy, and he acted just like it. I would only do it all so often, like, so randomly, because it would just boost his ego way too much. Every now and again, it's good to say it, but don't let it get to your head.
I got one question for you. Does a guy saying that you're beautiful, is that gonna make you change your mind on, like, if you're not attracted to him, right? Hypothetically speaking, you don't have no plans on giving this guy a number or talking to this guy. For whatever reason, you feel like he's not your type. He calls you beautiful. Does that win you over and allow and make you give him the number and give him play and go out on a date with him because he calls you beautiful? Is that the deal breaker? Oh, he called me beautiful, so all right, maybe I will give him my number and give him a shot.
No.
Thank you. Defense rests, Your Honor. Defense rests. Defense rests. Thank you. That's my whole point, Nizzy Nay. That's my whole point right there. You heard that from a woman, you know, from a grown woman, not a teenager. Nizzy Nay is a grown woman. She just told you live here on It's Talk Radio. It's not going to be the deal breaker. So all the guys out there saying, well, you're beautiful, it's not going to win you over. You're not going to get no points. If she's failing you, you don't have to give her one compliment. All you got to do is just whatever. All you got to do is just be you, pretty much. You don't have to go out your way and break
it.
Like, she's going to want to talk to you regardless, because she's failing you. Rather, it's because the way you look or the way you dress, whatever she's into, she's failing you.
You don't have to do all that extra. That's extra, because a guy that does that, look, I don't heard that, I don't know how many times today. Come on, man. Just keep it real with me. Sometimes it would just be nice if you just said, hi, how are you doing today? That's better than saying, oh, my gosh, you're just so beautiful. Okay, do you know how many times I have said this, that I've heard this? I heard this like 15 times today. Come up with something better. It's not going to win you points because you said that to me. You think that's going to make you stand out? Or it's going to make you stand out if you say something a little bit different? Like, hi, my name is so-and-so, what's yours? Like, nobody says that anymore. I'll respect you more. I'll probably pay more attention to a guy that says that than says, oh, my gosh, you're so beautiful. And he may be attractive. But just because just because this guy said something a little bit different and approached me in a different type of way, I probably will pay him more attention just because he came at me so differently. He was just himself. He just came at me like a normal person would. Or I hate this. Oh, what's good, Ma? You so sexy. And, oh, goodness. I hate that. I hate it with a passion. And I'll be flipping people off because
of
that.
Hold up. Say that again, Nizzy Nay. Say that again. Say what you just said again.
I hate that with a passion.
No, what do you hate again? Say what you hate again.
Oh, when a guy is just like, oh, what's good, Ma? You so sexy. It's like, I hate that with a passion.
We needed that for that. We needed that for that. Guys need to know. You need to know. You know, you need to know this. Like, it's not going to win you over. I'm glad I have a female co-host that can kind of talk to the people, talk to the fellas, because we looking bad right now, fellas. We looking bad. They say it's a man's world. I think I might have to beg to differ.
Female.
Because.
And then we'll say that I have seen the same guy say that line to me and then say it to another broad that really, you know, nobody's ugly, but she looked ratchet. She looked ratchet. And said it to the same female. And, of course, you know, she's going to give him the time of the day just because he said something like that to her. Like, that's stupid. You put it in these females' heads that they looking all good and everything, and they half of them don't. And they nasty and they dirty just so you can get it in. Like, just keep it real with them. Just keep it real. Sometimes being brutally honest with a female is the best way to go. All that extra beautiful, sexy, that don't matter. That don't matter at all. I see that all the time. I hear it all the time. It don't matter. That's not what I see. Honestly, that's not what I see. And I have tried to tell so many men, like, you really going to come at me like that? You think that's going to grab my attention? You really don't. And sometimes I don't even, like, sometimes I don't pay no attention to them at all. And it's annoying. I can't even tell you how many times I have walked, you know, going outside on my break or something at work and I hear that, sexy. And that don't grab my attention. That annoys me. That annoys me more than anything. Like, how rude are you? You could have said at least hi. Like, oh, she's got fat booty. Da-da-da. Like, really? You're sexy as I don't know what. Ugh.
And you know, that's funny. That's funny because I remember that time I was on the phone with you. And you were, like, at a party, and a guy was trying to talk to you, and I was like, wow, this is like harassment. Like, this is like a... It was crazy. Like, that guy would not leave you alone. Like,
and it was annoying. Like, literally, if he would have just... And that's what annoyed me the most. That's why I didn't want to pay him no mind, because the way he came at me was so ridiculous. I didn't want to pay him no mind, and he didn't realize it. He thought that just because he gave me a little compliment and kept a complimenting me, that I was going to give him the time of day.
What was his compliment?
Like, all you had to do was say hi.
What was his compliment, Nizzy Nay?
I think he was just like, you're sexy, and, oh, you got some nice hair, and you got the nails done, and your leg. I was like, come on, man. Get to the point. What is it that you want? Like, really, what is it that you really want? Say what you're going to say. Like, let's get this. That's how I felt. Like, let's get this conversation over with so I can walk away. Ugh.
what would you want right now? Like, if you had the option to choose – In your left hand, you hold the ability to have an awesome friend with benefit. In your right hand, you have the ability to have a relationship with really, really good potential. Good potential, but the happily ever after thing is not promised.
No.
But the friends with benefits is going to be a great experience, but you will not be able to be more than friends with benefits. At least not for a while. It's not something that, at least for like maybe 2 years, you can only be friends with benefits. But it's going to be a great experience.
Oh, man. True that.
Yeah, but it's going to be a great experience, though. On the other hand, you have a relationship that just has potential, but it just has potential. Just potential. Which one do you go for?
I'm not waiting 2 years to just be considered friends with benefits.
You don't think that would be fun? 2 years of just being able to, you don't owe each other any obligations, any nothing, but at the same time,
no.
Y'all really just spending time together anyway. You just don't really have a time.
Because this is what I always tell a man, like, look, everything is good, especially if I really like him and we have that situation. I'm going to always state this to a man that I have that kind of situation with, look, everything is good, everything is great, but I'm always going to want more out of this. And I always say this. I said, you know, so don't have me keep waiting and waiting and waiting and wait. I'm always going to want something more. I don't want to be considered your friend with your benefits. I don't want to be considered that. With females, it's more of a title. Titles are important to us. That title, girlfriend, that girlfriend title is important. It really, really is. Because when we walk in public, I'm not just your friend now, I'm your girlfriend. So now all the females can fall back. I don't have to compete with anybody anymore because now I know that I'm your girl. So now we're in a commitment with each other. So I don't have to worry about it anymore because you committed to me. Friends with benefits, that means you're still, we're only considered friends even though we have benefits with it. We're only considered friends. Like, I'm only going to be considered your friends, especially for, like, 2 years? Oh, no.
What about one year?
And then after that 1 year, I'm going to tell you straight up, after it's been a year, I'm going to want something more. I had that happen before. And since he didn't want it and he wasn't ready, I said, nope, no deal. See you later. I ain't doing it. I know, it's like a waste of time. Like, what are we doing all this for and we're hanging out, we're spending time together and everything is good and we really like each other. The only thing that's really stopping us is that label. That's the only thing. At least you can consider me your girlfriend now. We doing girlfriend and boyfriend things.
You gotta respect the person for letting you know ahead of time, like letting you know straight up. I mean, I love everything we have together, but right now I'm not ready to have this title and face this pressure of an actual relationship because it seems like when it's a relationship, everything goes downhill. We're having fun right now. There's no point in, you know, going there, not right now. Let's just ride this wave.
And that's exactly how he stated. I said, look, I'm ready. At that point in time, I was ready for a relationship. That's something that I wanted. Like, for me personally, as a female, I felt like this is just sex. Like, I don't want to be considered just your sex partner anymore. Just somebody you have sex with. I want to be considered more than that. If I'm that important to you, then you should be able to put a title on it and see how it plays out. We've been doing this for a year, so why not try it out? Take a risk. Take a chance on something. And if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. But at least make an attempt. At least try. Like, if you feel like I'm worth more than just being your friend with your benefit, then you should at least try to.
But sometimes that just puts a dent in a whole bond. When you try to go to another level, that both parties aren't equally ready to go. If you try to get to a point that you got to both be ready at that point, and if you're not, you're ready, but he's not as ready as you are, and then it goes downhill. A lot of times there's no going backwards. Like, it's not, you can't really go, like, that's just like in a relationship. Once you, I mean, well, we are talking about a friends with benefits situation tied into a relationship, but, like, in a relationship, once you're there, it's not really going to go backwards. Like, and everybody's not the same. Some people can be in a relationship, it don't work out, and they'll be friends. Sometimes it really depends on what happened in that relationship. You could call me bitter, but I'm not trying to go backwards. So I would like, if I think I really, really like this person, but for whatever reason, I think us trying to be in a relationship could cause some issues that would affect our bond, I don't want to risk it because I'm not going backwards. Like, I'm not going to be your buddy, your friend. I mean, we can have our high and buys. But I'm not trying to be, like, you know, buddy-buddy with you after we had a relationship and spent all this time together and then been intimate together and then went on vacations together and all this stuff. And now you're supposed to be my buddy-buddy. And I'm like, what you doing? Oh, I'm waiting for my boyfriend to come get me. And I'm thinking about how I used to be your boyfriend. No. I'm not going backwards. You know? So, for me, it's only room to move forward. Just like if somebody's my friend with benefits, oh, so now you're going to put me in your homeboy category, your friend category. Like, I'm not your friend with benefits no more. I'm just your friend. How can we just be friends? We already went there. We already been intimate. That's a wrap, like I was saying. Like, you can't go. Like, I really feel strongly about that. Like, can you go backwards, Mizzy Nate? Like, if you've been intimate with someone, could you say, oh, no, that's my friend. I don't see him that way. That's my boy. I don't look at him that way. But y'all have had sex on multiple occasions and were friends with benefits at a point that y'all were kind of consistent with it. And now it's like, yeah, well, he's saying, like, y'all are friends, like regular friends. Don't look at each other that way. Would you be able to buy into that?
No, because, like, we already had sex. So it was actually something more than just, oh, that's a friend. We had sex. So there was something more. A friend is just a friend. You don't have sex with a friend if it's a friend, like a real friend.
Right.
Y'all don't cross that boundary. And once you cross that boundary, that changes everything. It's not just a friend anymore. It's a little bit more than that now. And you can't just go back and say, oh, that's my friend. Now y'all had sex regardless. And who knows if things were to change that y'all wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't happen again because you already know what your history is like. So you're not just considered a friend again. You're a friend with benefits regardless. You're always going to be considered that because y'all had sex, especially multiple times.
Right.
Oh, that don't change nothing. Nah.
So what about when now you have a man? That was your friend with benefits. You have no complaints with him, but for whatever reason, y'all never became official. Now you got somebody that really wants a relationship from you, and you agree to it. Do you cut off all of your friends with benefits automatically, or do you keep them around for security purposes? Or do you even keep them around just for a rainy day that your man might really, just really make you mad? And you're like, you know what? I'm gonna call Dre, and you know, I'm gonna just go to the hotel with him tonight. Let's say maybe your man ain't been home in 3 days. You got a friend with benefits. Maybe you haven't been talking to him because you have a relationship now, but your man hasn't been home in 3 days. Would you call your friend with benefits, but out getting to the bottom of it and finding out and making sure, or are you absolutely convinced that because your man hasn't been there in 3 days that he's doing dirt and you're going to go do you because he's doing him?
No, I'm not convinced that he's doing something. just because he's been gone
y'all
for 3 days.
No, y'all live together. He hasn't been home in 3 days, and your conversations with him have been like 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes. That's it throughout the whole day. Most of the time, you call, text him. I'm out with the guys, man, having a good time, man. I'll be home, man. Don't be like acting like that. Don't be a bugaboo. I'm chilling. I've been around you for 6 straight months. I need to get out and be able to be around other people. But he's been gone for 3 days now. He's never been gone for more than a day. He's been gone for 3 days. He won't hardly pick up the phone for you, won't hardly return your text. But he's just saying, you call him 3 times and send him 5 texts, and he finally texts back. What is wrong with you? I'm out with my friends, having a good time. I need to be able to breathe. Please fall back. I'll be home when I'm ready. It's been 3 days. You got this guy that was your friend with benefits before the relationship started. At that point, do you call him and say, you know, and you know, he's, let's say you go, you look on Facebook and he's like, it sure would be nice to be able to get out with a, you know, be able to, you know, hang out with a friend. You know, or whatever, something that grabs your attention. I sure could use a date tonight. You know, do you call them? Do you try, and you know once y'all get around each other what's likely to happen. do you make that call, or do you just see how long it takes your man to get back home, and then you talk to him about it?
Like, honestly, I would probably hit up that friend with benefits.
You probably give him that call.
Yeah, most likely. Honestly, I have done that before. Been in that same situation, and I have done that before. Knowing that history that me and the dude had, why I do it, and I felt so guilty for it, so guilty, because as soon as we came in even contact with each other, he thought that's what it was going to be about. Oh, we're going to get it in. I'm just like, whoa, I still got a boyfriend. I don't even know if he's even doing anything or not. And I felt so guilty, and I had to, like, tell him to leave. Like, I felt guilty.
You had sex with him?
No, I didn't have sex with him.
Oh, you were just hanging out with him.
I felt guilty. It's going to be... like, it's going to be on my conscience the whole time. And I don't, even though my boyfriend has been gone for a certain amount of time, I still don't know if he's doing anything or not. I really don't know. I'm just assuming right now.
Right. So, what's that cutoff notice? How long does he have to be gone before you say, you know what, screw this, you gone, I'm going to be gone too. I'm
that
not
depends
waiting
on
you no
the
more.
Type of dude that he is. Now, it depends on what the type of dude that he is. Now, I had a situation where, you know, where one of my exes, he was like that. He was always going to go. So it wasn't nothing new if he was gone for a couple of days. That's just how he was. Now, if it's something like, if it's like a guy that I'm with and, even he's never gone. He's never gone more than a day. Like, he's never, this is the same day after a day, I know I see him. And I know if he's out, even if he's out, he'll still answer my calls. He'll still answer my texts. And he's not doing that now, then something's up. Because his routine is changing. Something's going on. It all depends on that person.
Yeah. I mean, what'd you say?
No, I'm talking to myself.
Like, as far as friends with benefits, I just think that it can, like I was saying, like, it can be a good thing. People just got to be on the same page. Like,
it can be a
good experience, because it's something about that the pressure of having, once it's a relationship, it's like things automatically change. Just like a marriage, it's the next step up. Then things changes, new expectations and stuff. And stuff that wasn't cool, stuff that was cool at first isn't cool now.
Right.
You know, because we didn't have that title. But it was all fun when, you know, it just was like spontaneous, but now it was like expectations. It's just like, oh, man, rules. I feel like a kid. Now, I'm not saying that to knock relationships. A relationship should be anyone's ultimate goal if that's, you know, but then again, it's up to that person to decide if that's what they want. You know, but
right.
It's like it can be a fun experience. I'm not going to lie. What's the best time of a relationship? Is it the beginning or the end or the middle? Of course, you don't want to think about the end because either you live happily ever after and somebody died or y'all broke up. But the beginning of a relationship, in my opinion, is always the part, the experiences you remember the most. What got y'all to the point now that you know each other like the back of your hand? All of the beginning things. And a lot of things that happened in the beginning was when y'all was just friends with benefits before you even became an official couple. And sometimes those moments are the most memorable. You know, we was in the movies and we went and crept off in the bathroom. You know, remember that? We wasn't even together. But we knew, and for us to do something like that, we must was feeling each other. And that's what got us here. So the friends with benefits, you know, is like a cool thing. Like, you know, because it lays the foundation down. Are we going to, is there room to grow or not? The only way you're going to know is if you're friends with benefits first. When you jump straight into a relationship and you realize you hate each other, you should have been friends with benefits first. And I'm sorry. I recommend and advise everybody to practice safe sex, but you better test it out first before you commit to it. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
You better test it out first. You feel me, Nizine? Because what do you do when you say, all right, now we're a couple, and now we're going to have sex, and then it's horrible? Oh, you're going to break up with them? Now you look like a trifling person now.
Yeah,
you were,
then you're going to be
stuck.
But
you should have tested it out at least once.
Yeah. Most definitely. You got to test the equipment out first. Make sure everything's going. Make sure y'all got that sexual chemistry. Y'all may be attracted towards each other, but you got to make sure that sexual chemistry is there. That's important, because that's going to make you want to come back even more and more and more. Shoot.
And that's what Friends with Benefits gives you the benefit of. You can find out a lot of things. I mean, because when people are friends with benefits, they spend a lot of time, you still spend a lot of time together. Most of the time you'll spend a lot of time together. You know, because in a way, if you think about it, what you said kind of makes sense. Like, if you just see each other, like, every so often, it is kind of like a booty call. You're friends with benefits. You see each other more frequent. You're around each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm just saying, man, like, I think it can be a good, like, because people really bash that whole term. You know, friends with benefits, like, it's like, that's like blasphemous. But
have
really?
You ever seen a movie? Have you ever seen the movie Friends with Benefits?
No, I don't recall.
Oh, with Justin Timberlake in it. Well, Justin Timberlake is the perfect example of friends and benefits. They were friends, and they did a little benefits, and the sex was crazy, and everything was good. And I guess, like, towards the end, like, I forget.
Don't
it's
tell me
a long
the end.
Time.
I didn't see the movie yet. God,
oh, my bad. My bad.
Man, you about to spoil it all for me, but everybody's listening.
My
at
bad.
The end of the movie, stop.
That's an old movie,
though.
That's something that you gotta watch that.
All right, if you told me I should
watch
it, don't tell me the end then.
My bad. But it's a perfect example of Friends with Benefits. It's a perfect example. What could possibly happen, what does happen, is a perfect example. You have to watch it. And it's funny, too.
You know what, Nizine? right. You ready?
I'm ready.
If in 2016, if Friends with Benefits ran for office, I'd vote for it. I'm on board. I'm on board all the way. I'm cashing in my vote. Let's go. Friends with Benefits in office. You know, because, like, I just think that, you know, it is the foundation. And I don't believe in just jumping into things. I mean, you can. It hardly ever works. You ever seen somebody that, like, you know, they met, and, like, 2-3 days later, they boyfriend and girlfriend? You ever seen that happen before, Nizzy?
No.
It happens. I've seen it happen before. A week, 2 weeks. You don't think that's fast to be in a relationship 1 week and knowing somebody? And that's
yeah, it is.
That's what I'm saying.
It is fast.
It's so fast. You know, if you start off with friends as friends with benefits. I mean, not that fast. I mean, a week is fast to be friends with benefits. It should take at least a couple of weeks of talking, be, you know, kind of talking and maybe hanging out before you become friends with benefits. But once you become that, you really got a chance to really kind of, you know, click it together and see what's good.
Yep. You get to really know a person, too. Because you're friends, but then you add on the benefits, too. So you really get to know that person. And if you can really see yourself being with that person, too. Like, can I really see myself, like, being around this person consistently? Because friends and benefits, you're around each other. Not like that. It depends on your situation. But you are around each other. You spend time with each other. So you really get to know a person on a personal level, too, at the same time. And you get the little business with it. There's nothing better. And it's hot and it's spicy in the beginning. Oh, my goodness.
Right. Like, everything is spontaneous. It's all spontaneous. It's all new. That's the fun part of any involvement. The beginning, like, and trying to glue it together and see what you really have, what your foundation looks like.
Yes. Yes. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
The part that makes it complicated is when one person starts to catch feelings before the other person, or one person just like, this is fun. I can see us doing this 10 years from now. And it's like, well, I want to be married. Like, I don't want to get married. Now it gets complex. But that's why you have to talk. Like, it's not like friends with benefits to me. I mean, it's not all about, I mean, the benefits, yeah, the sex and stuff, right? But I mean, if you're going to say the benefits of the sex, well, the friends part is the talking and a connecting intellectually and mentally. Like, that part is important, too. That's important, too. Like, because without that, if you're not connecting intellectually, you know, if you're not, and mentally, like, if you're not doing that, then it's like a jump-off. Like you said, like, you know, the booty call or something. Like, the mental part matters, you know?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it's because it's totally ridiculous to sit there and call your situation a friends with benefits situation, but it has no potential. Like, it should have potential. I mean, unless one person is just like, it's not you, it's me. I'm not ready to have a relationship. Other than that, it should have great potential. That's the whole idea. I've been talking to you, and I like you enough to be friends with benefits with you because I see potential. I see real potential in us. I don't see me getting tired of you waking up saying, oh, I got to look at your face again. You know?
Yep. That's true.
And that's one thing I want to make sure I make a note of. Like, I want people to understand, like, yeah, we're talking about, you know, the sexual part, you know, as far as friends with benefits, like the benefit part. But at the end of the day, like, the connection matters. The mental part matters. Talking matters. It really does matter. And if you don't have that, you really don't have much. It really is just a jump off. It really is just a booty call. It really is just, oh, that's just my, like you called it earlier, F buddy. That really is what it is. Like, the friends with benefits is a collaboration, a mixture of all of that, the mental, all of that, the sexual, all comes together. That's my friend with benefits.
Yep. So true.
Yeah.
So true.
But, I mean,
could you see yourself, like, having a friend with benefits for 2 years, though?
Yeah.
That long?
You sound like I answered it. I could. As long as this, all right, let me explain how that would be able to work successfully with me. We just don't call each other boyfriend and girlfriend, but it's pretty much like we're boyfriend and girlfriend because we spend time together. We have all the benefits that a relationship has, but we don't have the title. So we don't have, you kind of don't really have the same expectations. Like, we don't ask each other questions. Where you been at? Why you answering your phone? You know, we just kind of like, but we around each other so much, we're satisfied with the amount of time we spend, so we don't have any need to question each other. We just, for whatever reason, have not decided to call it a relationship, and obviously we don't live together, because high in the road is our friends with benefits, you know. So, I mean, we just spend time together, we have a good time, the connection is great, conversations, the experiences, everything, the sex, everything is just great. And it's been that way for 2 years. She's happy, I'm happy, but we good. There's no complaints. But eventually, realistically, eventually, a situation is going to present itself to make you question your situation and say, what are we?
Yeah.
Like, eventually, something is going to come up. And more than likely, it's going to involve a third party coming in, you know, trying to intrude, trying to cut throat, or, you know, just trying to make their own impact. Like, look, I'm trying to see what's good with you. All right, now what is that? That's my friend with benefits. All right, so it's fair game. Well, no, not really, because, I mean, how long have I been friends with benefits? 2 years. Wow. I mean, y'all don't seem like y'all going nowhere.
It's
going to
be a girl
happy.
Friend.
We both happy with it, though.
It's going to be the girlfriend.
Right,
it's going to be
but
the girlfriend that's going to say something like, why ain't you his girlfriend now? Y'all been doing this for so long now.
Yeah, for
you
yeah,
need to take that
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, for yeah, that's true. Eventually, the girlfriend will say that. The friend, the female's friend will be like, well, why ain't y'all in a relationship? Didn't you say you wanted a boyfriend? But maybe we both don't. Like, want the title. Like, I recall a couple of involvements I had, and I was like, that's my friend. I didn't say friend with benefits, because people don't say that's my friend with benefits, but we know what it means. That's my friend. If you say that's my friend, then that's the friend with benefits. And I was cool with it. But it's always the female that's like, well, I want to be your girl. Like, why can't we be together? All right, now we get together, and now you go do something stupid. And now we're together. See, we was friends with benefits. It was fine, because I wouldn't judge you on that.
Right.
If you went to the club and had too much to drink and woke up in some other guy's bed, well, you're my friend with benefits, so we don't really have a title. I might feel some type of way, but guess what? You're not obligated to tell me, because if you tell me, it ain't much I can say. I can express myself, but I'll probably be turned off, and that's the worst part about it is me being turned off. And now me looking at you as the potential to be my woman might be ruined because of that. But guess what? You're my friend with benefits. You don't have to tell me. And if later on in the relationship it comes up, well, I might not like it, but at the end of the day, well, you weren't my girl at that time. That's not going to ruin our relationship. But if you tell me right then and there, as soon as it happens, and it's fresh, now it's going to ruin the how I look at you. Now I'm about to look at you as a freak. Like, oh, wow, you're a freak. I mean, me and you have been kicking it, doing our thing, you know? I mean, I'm providing everything, mentally, physically, sexually, the whole nine. And you felt like you needed to, but I was drunk. Oh, boy, I ain't trying to hear that. Now, that sounds like that sounds like an argument for a relationship. But at the end of the day, your friends are benefits. More than likely, it's going to be some type of
feelings or attachment involved. I know, so it really matter. Like,
right.
What type, if she tells you at the beginning when it happened or when y'all are together, it shouldn't really matter regardless because y'all wasn't together when it happened. That's the thing about friends with benefits, because when you're going so long like that, even though y'all are friends with benefits, you have that attachment to one another. And some like friends with benefits, they don't want you to mess with anybody else. Like, some just don't want you to. Like, if we're going to be friends with benefits, then it's just going to be me and you. You can't be going around. Then you're putting, like, a boundary line on it. And that ain't right. Either we're going to be together or we're just going to be friends with the benefits. You got to choose. Can't have it both ways. Oh,
that's
we're going to be friends with benefits, but you can't mess with nobody else.
Right, you want all the benefits of a relationship, but it's basically you trying to BK it. You want it your way.
Right. And that ain't right. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Well, I think that's part of I think that's why a lot of people do like friends with benefits. It's just like the people that need to be on the same page need to click. And it's so crazy. Like, the people that's on the same page are never the ones. That be the problem, Nizzy Nay. The people that's on the same page aren't the ones that hook up.
Yeah.
They aren't the ones that hook up. So the one that say, oh, I don't want to get married, you know, I don't want kids. I just want to just live my life freely, but I want to enjoy it with somebody, so I want a friend with benefits. Now, the male that says that, the female that says that, they won't hook up. They'll hook up with complete opposites. That'll be okay with friends with benefits at first, but they want marriage. They want more. They want potential that can definitely be more. What in the world is it about it that people that are completely on the same page and want the same things, a lot of times don't hook up? Everybody's talking about opposites attract. So you want someone opposite of you. Somebody's going to end up getting hurt.
Yep.
Especially in a friends with benefits situation. If that person doesn't see the friends with benefits situation the same way as you, somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to be mad. See, I used to get hurt. I don't get hurt no more. I just get mad now. Like, I'm mad. I don't like you anymore. I don't like you as a person. Like, I don't, like, want you. I don't want to see you, talk to you. I don't want to bump into you. I don't want you on. I don't want to be your friend on Facebook. Like, no. Yeah, if we're in a relationship and we break up, and I mean, it's like a breakup, like, got cheated on, you stuck with my friend or something crazy. No, I complete cut off everything. You removed from all social networks, numbers, deleted. Like, I'm blocking your number, like, the whole nine. Like, I don't want nothing to do with you. Like, I know how to move on. You know, everybody doesn't know how to move on. Some people just attach too much. Like, you can't help how you feel. You might still have a feelings for somebody. You can move on. Even if it was a friends with benefits situation or relationship, regardless, like, you can move on. But a lot of people have a hard time letting go of something they're so used to. You got to be stronger, though. You got to be able to move on from a situation. You know? But that's, I don't know, man. People just, like I was saying, it's like people don't ever seem to ever be on the same page, man. I don't know, Dizzy Nate. We closing in, but I ran my mouth enough. Man. I'm listening to you, man. Talk to the people real quick before we close out, man. Just give us your final thoughts on this, man. I'm bless you with the last couple of minutes. I talk enough.
I would just say, as far as the whole friends with benefits thing, you know, just if you do it, it's great. If you do it. If not, it's whatever. But if you do it, just make sure that you're both on the same page about it. Like, be upfront about everything. Like, make sure this, you know, make sure this guy, that's exactly what he wants. Make sure this female, that's exactly what she wants. Figure it out. Because at the end of the day, somebody can get hurt by the whole situation. You know, feelings get attached, and most likely it's going to be a female, most likely, because we are emotional creatures. And
we're
going to
get
attached. I
know some guys that's emotional, too.
Huh?
No, go ahead. I just was saying, I know some guys that's emotional, too, and they'll be the one to be the one to act out. That's all I want to say.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's just your time right now.
Yeah, that's true, too. Guys do it, too, yeah. But mostly it's females, and they get attached, and then now you're stuck in a situation where she's attached because she wants a relationship, and she wants all this and all that. Like, be upfront with her and make sure this is what she wants. Like, that's what it's about. Make sure. Don't be picking no female that wants to get married and have kids and all. Don't be tricking her just because her booty is fat and all that. You know, make sure that's what she wants. Be on the same page. If you have to ask her over and over again, you ask her. You communicate with her and let her know this is just friends with benefits. There's no more. You don't want nothing more than that. Like, be clear about it. So nobody gets hurt. That's pretty much all I have to say about that.
Well said, Nizzy Nay. Well said. And I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm just going to say that, you know, that's the reason why me and you are cool. We click because I think overall you just, you know, I a lot of times we on the same page. And I respect you. You know, a lot of times I don't always agree, but I do respect where you be coming from. At the end of the day, I think that you are a down to earth person, and I just want to, you know, just commend you on that. But with that being said, our time is up. But we really enjoy having this discussion, and there's so much more to come. It's crazy. That's pretty much what it is. On that note, you've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real.
I'm your co-host, Nizzy Nay.
You can catch us on Mondays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-838-9540. And don't be shy, because we don't bite. Did I throw you off at that one? You wasn't expecting that, was you? I had to switch it up a little bit.
No, I wasn't. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Follow us on Twitter at It's Real Radio MD, or you can just shoot us an email at It's Real Talk Radio at yahoo.com.
Come on, man. You know what it's not? Nah, Nizzy Nay.
What?
Nizzy Nay.
What?
The freaking lady, you know the lady is like 90 seconds. I was waiting. Okay, there we go. Because I noticed something, right? Every time I talk, when that 90 seconds, it cuts me off. So it was like literally on a 90-second note, right? And I'm like, she about to say it. I'm going to just wait. And then I'm just sitting here like 5 seconds goes past, and she doesn't say it. And then it's like a whole almost 10 seconds of silence, and now she finally says it all late, like 10 seconds later. So that's what happened. Look, and then they do it again in 60 seconds. That lady gets on my nerves, man. But stay tuned. Stay tuned for the next episode. We really enjoyed having this discussion with y'all. So much more to come. Appreciate all the love we've been getting. And, you know, let's just keep this thing rolling. So, you know, we'll be back Monday with a fresh show. Peace and love to everyone. Good night, y'all.
Everybody, good night.